Runcorn Linnets, the remaining Northwest Counties League representatives in the FA Cup, made it 13 wins out of 14 this season. They beat higher ranking opposition in Camille led, and we can talk to Joey Dunn, their manager. Hi, Joey.
Hi, Caroline.
Congratulations. How impressive was that then? Go on.
Well, I think in the greater scheme of things, I thought, you know, as a manager, you kind of look for control in the game. I thought we played really, really well. We knew it was going to be a tough game. We try and play football the right way. At the end of the day, you're always happy to get through in the FA Cup, but I thought we did with a level of control and composure, really. So, yeah, really, really good.
These early rounds are all important as well because of the money, aren't they? £4,500. How far will that go for your club? And I bet the chairman's pretty impressed too.
Yeah, I mean, we're a fan-owned club, so obviously the absolute monies that we kind of spend are what we generate ourselves, and we've got a really good fan base, so anything that kind of tops that up is really, really important. So it's really, really good, and I think that from our perspective, it gives an element of kind of prestige as well in terms of the players and the way the team's playing at the moment. So it's not just about the financial side, but it is nice.
Swampy.
Yeah, Joey, well done, first and foremost. Obviously, as a fan-owned club, I look to clubs like that, as FC United themselves being a fan-owned club, and I think you're right in saying that extra money that goes into the coffers for fan-owned football clubs are absolutely vital. And, you know, if you can progress a little bit further, you know, a whole season can be built upon just a little bit of cash that comes in that way. But you're enjoying your time there, and you're enjoying being part of a fan-zone football club. Is it different to other clubs that you've been involved in the past, you know, for the structure and the way things work?
Well, I had a conversation with one of the guys who came to watch us from one of the other fan-owned clubs who was trying to get round as many as he could in terms of the FA Cup run a few weeks ago, and was kind of saying that, in essence, it probably gives a little bit more probity in terms of the way the money is spent. And, you know, it's the fact that we can only spend what we can bring in, and there's no kind of false economies that go with it. So from the point of view of what we bring in, we know what we can afford to spend. So from that side of things, it's really, really helpful, really, really healthy. And obviously the relationship that I've got with Derek, the chairman, is very, very helpful in terms of we understand where we are, we understand what we want to do, and we understand where we want to be. So, you know, we've got a really good fan base. We know where we came from in terms of the kind of the old Runcorn FC who I played for. And it's really, really nice to be part of something which is kind of hopefully resurrecting that on a more stable footing, which gives a kind of a lifespan which hopefully will roll out for many, many more years.
So the trust formed back in 2006 by the fans of, as you mentioned, the old Runcorn FC. Matt Davison.
I'm just wondering where the FA Cup stands in priorities now, because it seems to be the done thing for a manager to say, oh, the FA Cup is nowhere near as important as the league. But when you're talking about £4,500 in this round and more every round you go on, every fortnight the FA Cup it's got to be your priority over your league, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I think that the word priority is, you know, it's kind of one of those things which kind of shifts from week to week with us. You know, we want to get out of this league and we want to win our league, and also the FA Vars is a much more realistic aim for us in terms of trying to win. We're never going to win the FA Cup, so we just take it game for game. And I suppose now we're at the kind of the levels where each game is a real massive bonus from the point of view of it being not a cup final as such in the greater scheme of things, but it gives us that level of, you know, if we can win, it's going to be a scalp because we're probably one of the lowest ranking teams left in it. There's going to be money that's generated, which is going to help no end. So from that kind of thing, it's really, really helpful.
But if you could draw Stockport County in the next round, I mean, that sets you up for months, doesn't it?
Probably. Depends how many they bring, really. You know, I'd rather win the next one than the next one and get the likes of, I don't know, Sheffield Wednesday or one of the other bigger clubs. But we've got a really good side at the moment. And, you know, we played today, and I went into the game today against a higher-ranked side and, you know, the league above, the same as you did with Ossett Albion, with no fears, no concerns. And the kind of the view that I have is that, you know, they're more worried about my team sheet than I am about theirs. And, you know, it's proved again today that we were more than value for our win. So bring on whoever it is next. I don't really care.
Well, it won't be my team,
and
Joey.
It won't be FC United either.
Joey, thanks for joining us. All the best of luck in the next round. Joey Dunn from Runcorn Linnets.